MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Monday, September 18, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Additional housing coming to Peabody. Open Door Food Pantry seeking donations.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll have just a few highlights from the weekend in high school football. Rick?
All right, Bill, cool. Thank you very much. Rain, mid-60s today, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:04 p.m. Boston police say five people were shot last night in Dorchester. WCVB-TV is reporting that one of the victims is a young person. The incident happened on Ames Street at about 8:30 p.m. Sunday. New raised garden beds can be found on Salem Common. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the four beds measure 3 feet by 12 feet and will be used by local residents to pick produce and use at home, according to Ward 7 Councilor Andy Varela. The project is the work of a group of Girl Scouts from Troop 79125. In Peabody, the Zoning Board has approved a 132-unit affordable housing development at the site of Peabody's last operating leather factory in downtown Peabody. The city is also looking at a proposed housing project on Route 1 near the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. This would be a 6-story building with 60 units. The Open Door Food Pantry in Gloucester is seeking support from the community. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times reports that there has been a 20% increase in food demand since January. The Open Door serves those living in Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, Ipswich, Rowley, Topsfield, Boxford, Hamilton, and Wenham. More than 200 Lynn residents gathered Friday evening to discuss the recent violence in the city. The Daily Item reports that the event held at the Ingalls Elementary School brought community leaders and concerned members from the community together. According to Lynn Police Chief Chris Reddy, the department has responded to 26 shots fired events and seized 36 firearms so far this year, which is lower than the data from 2022. Brown water woes in Newburyport continue. The city's hydrant flushing program, which started last week, along with high manganese levels in the water due to the heavy rains this summer, are triggering calls to the city about the brown water. In the Daily News story today, Mayor Reardon is quoted as saying that the water is safe to drink, but he added that he personally won't touch it right now. Bill Newell on sports is next with a few highlights from this past weekend in high school football.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays yesterday, 3-2. They lost all three games in Toronto this weekend. They'll play in Texas tonight against the Rangers. The Patriots lost last night to the Dolphins, 24-17. The Pats are now 0-2 on the season. Coach Bill Belichick said it was a tough loss.
Got to learn from it and just keep working harder and move on. So there's really not too much to say.
A few highlights from this past weekend in high school football. St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll picked up his 100th coaching win Friday against Winthrop, a team that he used to coach.
Down the stretch in the second half, where they could have just tanked it when they had bad field position in the first half. And then the second half, you know, didn't start off so great, 3-and-out. That's a very good football team over there, and it's a good football program. You know, I was fortunate to get my 100th win tonight, but some of those guys over there have a lot to do with those 100 too as well, as we all know. But I love the way my team competed in the second half, didn't give up, and made the plays they had to make.
Did you make adjustments at the half, Coach?
Oh, yeah, we made a lot of adjustments. The biggest thing was tempo. The second half, before the half, we fumbled down there. We're going faster and faster and faster, and then we fumble. You know, we were right there moving the ball. We just couldn't sustain anything without any mistakes. But I got to say that's a pretty gutsy win. To get that 100, that's one of the bigger wins I've seen in comeback, because – if you thought we were coming back and win that game 14-0, I'd say you had your head examined, right? You know, so it was big, and I'm proud of my guys, my coaches. They all worked hard all week. We knew we were up against it. They got a lot of good players there, well coached, and what they do is they're going to win a lot of games this year. So it was a big win for us, you know.
St. Mary's football coach Sean Driscoll on their 15-14 come from behind victory over Winthrop. Peabody's Dominic Scalise, that's the team's kicker, now holds Peabody High's all-time scoring record as a kicker with 108 points in his career.
It feels really good. I've been working really hard for that. I've been putting in a lot of work over the summer to get here between Matthew Jessler, my long snapper, and Alex Silver, my holder. We've gotten together a lot over the summer and made this work, and it feels really good coming off of a big season last year with over 50 PAT points and hopefully coming back this year with more.
Peabody's Dominic Scalise. And one of the standout team wins this past weekend was Salem's 15-7 win over Danvers, snapping a 15-year losing streak to the Falcons. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.